So we'll go through a shiur of this Gemara on that Pei Aleph that the Makor Din comes from. The Gemara says like this. First, the Gemara says Halacha Omar Rav Malkan Ala Yichud Vein Oisin Ala Yichud. They give Malkus for Yichud. It was a Malkus Mar to speak Rabbanon, but they were mistaken that they give Malkus for Yichud, but ain't Oisin Ala Yichud. You can't ask her an Isha to her husband just because of Yichud. Rabashi says, if you're going to give her Malkus on a Yichud of Eishes Ish, then it's going to be Moitzi Laz Albaneha. People are going to think she was Mizanah. So therefore, on a Yichud of Eishes Ish, we don't give Malkus. Rashi points out that Rashi says, well, Idna Lecha Mises Bez and Lemik Delinu. That means that really, if she was really Mizanah, they would be giving her Misa. Why would someone think she was Mizanah? So Rashi points out, because since today we don't have Mises Bezdin, so that's why somebody could think that they're giving her Malkus because she was Mizana. But if, at the time that there was Mises Bezdin, then everyone's going to realize that if she was Mizana, they would have given her Misa. But yesterday we're not giving Mises Bezdin, so therefore there's a chash that people will think she was Mizana, so we don't do it. Mazutra Malki Umachris. Mazutra Yitzhak Malkus, and he would be Machris. So Rashi learns up over here that he gave Malkus even to an Ashes Ish. And he would be machriz that she wasn't mizana, she was only because of the ichud. That's how Rashi learns. That's how Teizri Azakin learns. But it happens to be that later they bring the Shulchan Aruch as before. There's another shita that learns up Malki and machriz has nothing to do with that. He wasn't being chalav on Ravashi. Even in the malchus of a pnuya, he used to always be machriz. He would be malke for ichud and be machriz that it's just for ichud. It's not for any znus. So lav dafka that it helped with the eishes ish. Shulchan Aruch is mavur that even though they would be machris, but for an eishes ish they wouldn't be malka anyway. It's mavur that all the shitas learn up that he wasn't trying to help the eishes ish. The eishes ish attack a problem with silas, they wouldn't give malkus. But even any time they give malkus, they will malki or machris. That's how he learns the Gemara.
They still didn't give by eishes ish.
That's not like Rashi, but that's mavur. All the shitas they still don't give by eishes ish. Okay. Then the Gemara says that Rashi Lamaisi said Taki didn't like to do that because maybe people won't hear the hafraza. Okay, then the Gemara goes and the Gemara goes afterwards is din of Bailo Be'ir and Choshim Misham Yichud and Pesach Pesach Lush Sram Me'ir Choshim Misham Yichud. So the Gemara brings a Maisa so with Rabbi Yosef that Rabbi Bibi was eating by them and after they finished eating he went upstairs and he stayed upstairs and Rabbi Yosef said to take away the ladder that goes upstairs because of Yichud. So the Gemara asks, "I there was Baal over here in Chayshim Hashem Yichud," and the Gemara says, "Shani Rabibi the Shushvinte Havi Begaisiba." That if it's someone that's gospel, then you don't have the heter of Baal over here. That's the Shach Matayr Gemara. So Rashi learns up that the heter of Baal over here, Rashi says, is in Chayshim Hashem Yichud lahalkais. It's a hemshich of the Gemara before that you don't give Malkus when there's Baal over here. The Mistafim Yibal. Hashta Asi. Baal is Baal of Ir, so she's afraid of her husband. So, like, the Yichud is less Chamor, and therefore you wouldn't give Malkus. But Avada is not Masmashma and Rashi that it wouldn't help to be Matir of the Yichud just because of Baal of Ir. But the Chaymer of the Yichud that we should give Malkus for the Yichud, if it was Baal of Ir, then they didn't give Malkus for the Yichud. That's what Rashi says. That's what Tezir Zakin says. Also, in Chayshim Shem Yichud Lahal Kaisai. That's their shita, just to help for the Malkus. Taisus asks on Rashi that he says that if that was the case, so then what's the Gemara's kasha from the story with Rabbi Yosef that the Gemara asks that if there's a heter by Rabbi Ir, so why did Rabbi Yosef go and take away the ladder? The Chayyur Rabbi Yosef was around. What's the kasha? Avada according to Rashi is still aser. There's no heter for Yichud when the Baal is Be'er, it's just that you don't get Malkus, but there was no Heter, so if you held it was a problem of Yichud, Avadi would take away the ladder. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? Azay Prak Toysis. So Mela Toysis Shfar is that Al Karkam state that the Heter of Baal Be'er is to the Yichud. That the Yichud is Mutter and Gansen by Baal Be'er. That's what Toysis says, and that's why Toysis is Chaylik on Rashi, that it's Mutter and Gansen by Baal Be'er, and Azay state in the Ram also that there's no Isser of Yichud in the case of Baal Be'er. Except if Libra Gospel. Libra Gospel, then there's no Heter. But that's the Machlaikas. That's the Machlaikas we show him. The Ran learns like Rashi, and Tezri Azokin, Titus, and the Ram go the other way. Machlaikas we show him. If the Heter of Baal Be'er is not a real Heter in the Isser, it's just that there shouldn't be a Malkus because it's less Chomer. Or if the Heter is even that the Ganze Isser Yichud is going to be is going to be mutter. The Maisa Tosfos has a very strong kasha on Rashi. What do you do with this kasha on Rashi? L'chayr, what was the kasha from that? What was the problem with that Maisa? So they bring over here the shtukah from Navi Ezri that we saw in the first sugya that they handled in the Yisoyde Isser Yichud, that we handled on a shayla if the Isser Yichud is an Isser al tchshash that you'll come lidei Isser, they'll come to be mezane, or is the Yichud Asr Rai itself? Taira Asr the Yichud with our eyes. Even if maybe the reason for the Taira might have been, but L'maisa Haim, that's the Isser. The Isser is the Yichud. So Rav Shach, goes with that side that L'chayra, the Gemara is learning it out of Pesukim, it's Mashma, it's a Deiraisa. So L'chayra, you can't touch up that the Isser is only when there is a Chshash that maybe there'll be Mizana. Avada, the Isser Yichud is an Isser by itself, whether there's a Chshash or not. And therefore you can't have a Heter just because there's a reason not to have a Chshash. So Pshach wants to say that's Pshat and Rashi. That Rashi holds that in Chami it's true when it's Bible Be'ir is taka less of a chashash, but Lamaisa is Yichud. Right now there's a Yichud. It doesn't matter Bible Be'ir. So therefore the Malkus is not a Deiraisa to Kamalkus, like we saw then, even if there's an Isser Deiraisa, it's not a lab, it's only like an Asay. So it's not an Isser, it's not a lab. The Malkus is Zichud only with the Rabbanon. The Malkus that the Rabbanon were giving was definitely only because of the chashash Isser that they were worried about. That's why they gave Malkus. So therefore, when it comes to the Malkus mid the Rabbanon, so then Ba'al of Be'ir could take away the Malkus. But the Isser Yichud itself, Ba'al of Be'ir is not gonna help. And that's, we saw that Rav Shach continues that he says that Huadin would be any other Yisurim the Rabbanon. Like the Gemara said that a Ish Echad im Shtei Nashim is Asur because Nashim died in Kalis. So Rav Shach said over there, then that's the only other Rabbanon the Kesvara. Als Yichud, it's not Yichud. Lamaisa, it's two ladies. So it's not Yichud. So for the Deiraisa Dikka Isser Yichud, that's not gonna be Isser Deiraisa. But there is Zichr and Isser Rabbanon, where they had a chashash that's going to come with Deis Nus. So they said, Daitam Kalis, they have a chashash that will come with Deis Nus. So over there you could have a Heter, a Ba'al Be'ir. Any case where the Isser is only a Durabbanon, so then the Durabbanon, the Kadinim, would definitely coming from the chashash of Znus. And therefore in that, you'll always have a Heter when there's Ba'al Be'ir. But Yichud alone, the real Isser Deiraisa of Yichud, is an Isser Yichud, and therefore it's Aser, and you can't have any Heter, a Ba'al Be'ir, and that's why it doesn't take care of the Isser. So we saw then that the other Achroinim wanted to say that even though it is Bunat Midei Raisa, we learned it out, Yisischa Achicha Ben Imecha, that Joshua was Ben Misyachid and Imoy, that when his mother he's allowed to be Misyachid, but not with someone else. Really, his mother is the same Erva like anybody else. So why is the mother Mutter? Because on the mother there's no Chshash that they'll call me Deis Nus. So the other Achroinim argued on Ibshach, and they said, that Avada, usually we're not allowed to say time of the Kroah and make Heterim, we can't do that. But over here, you see Lahedya, that the Torah only asked it in the Oifen that there's the Chshash, and in the same Erev Arayis that doesn't have the Chshash, the Torah didn't Aser, that's why the other Shitas hold that we have the right to learn off the time of the Kroah and say, in Cain, anytime there's a Chshash, you don't have the Iser. That would be the Pshat and Taisis Shita that would hold that Avada, even if it is an Isser Deiraisa, but we have the right to learn up in the Isser that it's only with a Zamakim Chshash, and therefore we're so we could say that when there's Ba'al Be'ir, we don't have a Chshash, I mean, it could even be Matir Deiraisa Dikadin. But Rashi learned up that the Pshach himself, Bavarnas the Shiloh, Rashi learned up that Avada in the actual Isser, and who the Torah Aser, the Torah only put it on those Yisurim, not on those Yisurim, but once it's Aser, it's Aser. You still can't take that reason and go and in someone who it's Aser Yichud with, to say that b'chai gavna it's mutter because there's no chshash. That's what Rashi held, and therefore Rashi holds that it's not going to be matir isser. That's what Rav Shach said. Now I just want to be meisif and again something that was in the last inyan that we handled. That really in this story in the Gemara, So So that's Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. In the story in the Gemara, he says that the case was that right now he was upstairs and Rav's wife was downstairs. The whole Chashash was only that he's going to come down. So about it, right now there's no Yichud Deiraisa. There's no Yichud Deiraisa right now. So right now, Elamai, the Chashash only he'll come down. That's it for only, and this is the Rabbanon. So for that, the Gemara asked, if there's Baal of the ear, then why do you have to take away the ladder? Because the Chashash will come down. They're not being Oyvan Nisr Deiraisa now. Havada, if they were together right now, then Havada wouldn't help Baal of the ear. But the Gemara is asking that Avipa, when there's Baal of the ear, you're telling me that you're not Choshish for his nos. That's why you're not giving Malkus. So Ibazai, when Rabbi was upstairs and Rabbi Yitzchak's wife was downstairs, why did he have to be Choshish for the Yichud over the ear? L'chair, if there's Baal of the ear, that's not a Nisr Deiraisa. That's only a chashash to Rabbanon. So for that, you shouldn't have to take away the ladder. That was the Gemara's kasha. That's how Rabshach and Yashiv Tosis' kasha on Rashi. Now, just I think you have to just be moistive that last week, in the last Inyan, we had Chazanish. Chazanish learned up. This case, really, where she's upstairs and he's downstairs, is basically like the case we had of Anoshim Yibachutz and Anoshim Yibifnim, where you have two rooms, and there's the men in one room, the ladies in the other room. And the Derech Sham, the way they have to go out, is one through the other. So the Chazanish over there touched up that he would have Pashas was mashma, that it was a Chashash. Some of you read Machlekes Rishonim, if it's a Chashash, one of them will go, or it's only us or once they go. But the Chazanish over there touched up that the matzav of two rooms that go open one into the other, and there's no other way out to the street from that room, is not a Chashash of Yichud, maybe someone will come. In that story, there were a lot of men and a lot of ladies, so it's only a chashash. But that etzim setup, Chazanish said, is yichud gamur. Because even there are two separate rooms, it's open to each other, and there's no way out from the inside room. So he said that is yichud gamur. And that's not only like a chashash yichud. That's what the Chazanish, spoke out. He said, that's it. That's mamish like cheder echad. It's not even considered a separate room. So l'chayra, in the stomach, in this story, I don't know the Matthias of the story, in the stomach, there was no emergency exit from upstairs, a fire escape from upstairs. L'chayra, you have to go upstairs, it's like a place where the only way out is through the downstairs. So l'chayra, the Chaznish is saying that it's not only a chshash yichud, such a case is like a yichud gomor. So if it's like a yichud gomor, then we should be back to the kasha on Rashi, that it doesn't help the Reb Shach's teretz. Reb Shach is saying, when it's yichud gomor, it's an isa de raisa, that doesn't help by l'bi'ir. Only because it's the chashash kol kamli de yichud, so then it's a heter. But l'chayr the Chaznish was learning up that's yichud gomor when there's no other way out without going through. So l'chayr, if that's yichud gomor, then maybe that would be maybe that should be a problem. So I think it's pashut that the Chaznish who's touching up that it's yichud gomor is not going with the pshach, he's going with the other achrayim. It's only Yichud Gomor if the taich of Yichud is the Chashash that Talkam Lidei's Nus. But if Yichud Gomor, like Rav Shach is saying, is, it doesn't matter, Yech Chashash, just like Rav Shach is saying it L'chumra, that it doesn't matter if there's no Chashash. The Torah asked Yichud, and right now they're together, that's Yichud, so then it's Aser, even if there's no Chashash. So that same Svara also goes the Kula, that Rav Shach is that the Iser Yichud is only if they're actually together. But if you have a setup where right now they're not together, but there's 100% chashash that they'll come l'deis nos, in Rav Shach's yichud, it's still not yichud. That's a chashash. That's the Rabbanan Dekadin will ask for that. But the Deiraisa Dekadin won't ask for that. So I think it just comes out, if he said that Rav Shach's hagdara has a chumra and a kula. Rav Shach is saying, the Torah asked yichud. Yichud is asr. That together they're asr. So Rav Shach is saying, therefore, I don't care if you don't have a chashash in this case. We might see it together. Only in a Yichud de Rabbanon we touch up, it's the Chashash, then it's Aser. But who had in Faker? Let's say right now they're not together. They're not in the same room. But it's 100% the same much Chashash they could come to days nos like if they would be in the same room. So if you're going in Rav Shach, Yichud de Raisa, Lamaisa, they're not together. It doesn't matter if there's a Chashash, they're not together. But if you're going in the de Rabbanon de Keisr, that the Isra was always that they'll come to days nos. So if this has the same much Chashash they'll come to days nos, so it's the same Aser. So when the Chazanish writes, that's Yichud Gamur, the Chaznish is going all on that side that the Yichud is like the other Shittas that hold it's all Shema Yavli Deiz Nos. So he's saying in this matzav it's Yichud Gomor. So right now in a different room, but it has just as much of a chashash. And there's no other way out. The door is open to that room. So that's Yichud Gomor. But in Reb Shach's Chumra, that the Yichud's Asr even with his no chashash, I think over there the Chaznish wouldn't say that's Yichud Gomor because they're not in the same room. Right? So they're not in the same room. So then the Isra of the Yichud is only that they'll come l'deis nos. That's already the Rabban and the Gedin again. So Melo, it could be that would stim anyway, even though the Chaznish calls it Yichud Gamur. He wouldn't call it Yichud Gamur according to Rav Shach. That's what I just thought maybe to be meister. Now, another Indian that's negated, so they bring over here from a few of the Achronim, the Hagayis Radal in the back, and the Arsameach, but they say that Rabbi Yosef, we know, was blind. It's a Saginar. So we say, bring over there another Chumrah that you see from the Gemara spelling to that Maisa, that Vayis Toi is that even if he's blind, there's a heter of Bayil Be'ir. So the Radal Shal Su, because we know even a Suma is able to be Margish what's going on. And therefore, even a suma would help if it was by the ear. He brings the Gemara in Shabbos that it says that a suma, a lady who's blind, who's giving birth, and she asks to be mavik daner, you could be mavik daner because it helps for yisuvei daita, make a difference to her. Lamaisa, she feels better that it's light in the room. They're able to be margish what's happening around them, and therefore it works. So he says the hetter would be even for a suma. But then they bring another thing that Radal and Arsameach both bring, that we had also this sugya that we spoke about last week. The taste with is two rooms. There's anashim bifnev, anashim achutz, or the other way. The Gemara has two lashonos, which way is aser. That the Gemara over there says that it's aser unless ishtoi shel echad mehem imahem. If one of the men in one of the rooms has his wife in the other room, then it's mutter. That's what the Gemara says. So they're asking if ishtoi shel echad mehem imahem. So let's go to her side. So she has Bayil Be'ir. So then, why do you have to have him and her there? If an Isha is there who her husband's around, so he doesn't even have to be there. He could be somewhere else as long as he's Be'ir. So it should be Mutter. So why do you have to say in that case, it's Mashma, they're trying to bring a Raya, and in that case it would have a Mashma, it's like Rashi, that Bayil Be'ir is not a Heter. It's not a heter. It only saves from the malchus, because if Bayil Be'ir would be a heter, so then why would the Gemara say it's only mutter unless Ishta Shalachim Emimahem? Once you have Ishta Yimahem, then he shouldn't have to be there. Why? It's mashma, you need to have a husband and a wife, one in each room. Once you have that his wife is there, so then he could even be outside the room, he could be around town, and it'll be enough. And the mashma is that you have to have Ishta Yimahem, so that means that he should be there and she should be there. So this would be a raya to Rashi. This would be a riot to Rashi that doesn't help. It's not matir to Issu. It only helps to save the malchus.
But if he's there, that is different.
If he's there, then helps because he's mamish there. Right. If he's there, then it's not, then it's not a problem. But the Bayil Be'ir that she's afraid maybe he'll come, that heter, it's mashma, is not a heter for the ichud. Otherwise, why would the Gemara have to come on to the fact that Ishta Yimayim means that him and her are both there? So once she's there, then say he's not there. So the Radal says that he wants to say that it's Tali what's the chesaron in two nashim? It says when there's ish echad and shtei nashim is asher because nashim daitan kalis. So the Mefarshim had two pshat in what that means daitan kalis. If daitan kalis, Rashi says shteim loyches lehispatis, he'll be mefata both of them. He'll be mezano with both of them. Once he's mezano with both of them, then they're each not scared of the other one. Usually that helps two people together by two men because they each share from the other one. But if you'll get both of them to be mezaneh, then it's not a problem. So the reason why ish echad is asurim shtei nashim is because he'll be mezaneh with both of them and therefore they don't protect each other. Mashenkin by two men, then they're not dait and kalis, so then they share from each other. That's one. The other shot that he brings is that even if he won't be mezaneh both of them, but daitan kalis means that she won't say, she'll cover up for the other one, even if she wasn't mezaneh, but one isha won't say over what happened with the other one, because daitan kalis, so she'll be at least convinced not to say it over. So he says that so he says that like this. He says that Bayil Be'ir saves. What's the kasha? The kasha is if one of the nashim in one of the rooms has Bayil Be'ir, that should be enough. Okay. Bayil Be'ir helps that we're not worried that she'll be mezane. But Bayil Be'ir is not going to stop her. So therefore, if Bayil Be'ir, she won't be mezaneh. So if the bar of shtei nashim, the maila is, the reason why it's aser shtei nashim is because it'll be mezaneh with both of them. So then you're right, Bayil Be'ir should help because this lady's not going to be mezaneh, her husband is around. But if the Mailosh, if the Chisaron in Noshim, Dait, and Kalis is that they'll cover up for the other one, even if the second one won't be Mizaneh, so then that's not a Kasha, because what are you asking? Let it help that Baila is Be'ir? Baila Be'ir is just going to make her not be Mizaneh. But the other Noshim will still be Mizaneh, and she'll still not say, because Noshim, Dait, and Kalis will still make her not say. So Mele, he says, we're saying L'chayr, that we have a Kasha, a Raya to Rashi, that according to Tosis, that Baila Be'ir is a Heter. So why does the Gemara Mashma that the case of the two rooms, you have to have the man and the lady both in the rooms, Chayr Baila Be'ir should be enough? So Zokter, Baila Be'ir is only enough to save that lady whose husband's around from being Mizaneh. That's what it will help. But it's not going to stop her. So if the two ladies together in a room, the Milo of two Nashim is that they'll both be Mizaneh, then you have a good Kasha. Once Baila's Be'ir, she's not going to be Mizaneh, so she's not going to be Mizaneh. That should be a Heter. But if the chesaron in the lot of Noshim is Dait and Kalis, is that they'll cover up, they'll hide it for each other, they're not going to say it over. So very nice, Baila Be'ir, so she won't be Mizaneh, but there's still a chashash with the rest of them. Just because this one won't be Mizaneh, she still has Dait and Kalis that she won't tell about the other ones. So therefore he's saying that it's not a kasha. What do you want? You want it to help that when the one of the ladies in the room has Baila Be'ir, so what, that should save the whole Yichud? In Harbe Noshim have a problem of Noshim Dait and Kalis, right?
So what does it help if the husband is there? It's also Dait and Kalis. She's going to still the lady,
right?
The other ladies.
Oh, because if the husband, Vaker, that's why he doesn't say it helps the husband there. Mm-hmm. When the husband's one of the men,
yeah.
Since his wife is in the other room, he won't be Mizaneh. Once not going to be Mizaneh, the other ones are not going to do it. Right, men, right, men shares it from each other. They don't have Dait and Kalis. Yeah. So that's why Vaker. That's why it says, oh, the only heter is because she ishta imai. That's a heter, because then it stops him, and if it stops him, then all the men won't be Mizaneh. But by the Noshim, since Dait and Kalis makes them not tell on each other, so just because she won't be Mizaneh doesn't help everyone else.
Right.
So Dr. Vidal, that's why we have to come on to the Ishta Imoy and not everyone else, and it doesn't help the Baal of the ear. That's what he says. So it comes out, it's very good that Rashi, Tako, Lishitasai, Rashi learns, it's is very good that Machalish does say, Rashi learns by that Gemara, the Noshim, Dait and Kalis, works that they'll both be Mizaneh. Rashi doesn't hold the Svar of Dait and Kalis is that they'll protect each other. They'll both be Mizaneh. So Rashi understood, if the Chashash will both be Mizaneh, so then Rashi had this Kasha. As soon as one lady has her husband Be'ir, she's not going to be Mizaneh, and once she's not going to be Mizaneh, then two Nashim is also going to save them. So Mela Rashi held is Muchach al Karchach that Baila Be'ir is not a Heter. Because Rashi, the Shitas, that Baila Be'ir couldn't be a Heter. But Tosfos had to learn Dait and Kalis just makes it that they don't tell on each other. So therefore he held that Oibazai, the Baila Be'ir is not going to help. That's why you have to have, he didn't have a Raya from that Gemara. That's what would come out, would be totally in that Shiloh. That's basically his Cheshvin. So Nachal Kol, he's just saying, Nachal, the Raya was the Radal. The Radal on the back. The Raya, again, he's saying a Raya from that Gemara that if Baila Be'ir saves the Isser, then how come it's mashmadir that it only helps when his wife is there? It sounds like he's there in the room. So the Radal is saying, because it depends what there's a lot of ladies there. So why is Harbe Nashim Aser? Because Dait and Kalis, right? What does it help Dait and Kalis? If Dait and Kalis helps that they're not Mizaneh, so very good, she won't be Mizaneh. If Dait and Kalis makes that you're not going to be Mizaneh with both of them, you'll be Mizaneh with both of them. So as soon as one of them won't be Mizaneh, then already they save each other and it's mutter. But if Dait and Kalis is that they'll cover up for each other, so it doesn't help that one of them won't be Mizaneh, because they'll still cover up for each other. So Mela Rashi that learns that Dait and Kalis is going to be Mizaneh with both of them, so Rashi holds that once one of them is not going to be Mizaneh, that saves the whole thing. So Mela Baila Be'ir should have helped. Alamai is Muchach, Baila Be'ir doesn't help to save the Isser, Baila Be'ir only saves from the Malkus. That's what the... That's the Chayr, what would be the Chayr, the Fidesh Vidal. Rasmech also, like, sort of, Kitzer says this Cheshvin. They bring up here, Agoyis Yaivitz, he says that, no, I'm sorry, not on this, that's on the other thing with Suma, but, stop, Agam, on Suma, he just says maybe Rabbi Yosef was before he became blind. He just says on that, maybe it's not a Heter. But that's on this Cheshvin. Then we'll just touch on quickly, what the sugya is going to be Mamshech next week. We'll get more into the Alach L'maisa. What exactly is that? The Rabbi Levi, Rashi says she's Mistafa Minei the Hashta Asi. She's scared that he's going to come, that he'll come. The Lashon HaRambam is Emas Bailo Aleha. That's called Emas Bailo Aleha. So The Achroinim will handle, is this heter only whether at home in her house, so she's always afraid he could come home, or even if they're somewhere else? So they bring over here from the Sefer Yosef Oimitz from the Chidah, he brings from someone else that wanted to make us a machlekes Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi says, Mustafi Dilma Asi, she's afraid he's going to come. So then it has to only be where he's going to come. If there's somewhere else, why is he going to come here? So we'll see right next week. If he knows where she is, there's a lot of different nafkaminas. But in the house, you have to show he's afraid he's going to come home. But according to the Rambam, he's trying to teach up Amos Baila Aleha. It's like a Svara, Amos Baila Aleha. They bring later from the Chazanish, learned like that. There's a certain matzev where she's, you know, like a child, he's afraid when his father's around, even if he knows he's not going to see him the second. There's such a zach of Amos Baila Aleha. So then, that he wants a tie truck that according to the Rambam will be also even if it's not in their house. The Baila is the ear, so then there's a certain thing she's under the Amos Baila that it wouldn't help. That's what he wants to be titled. The Maisa, the Chidah himself, argues on that and he says that it's not mashma anywhere in the Paiskim and anyone that there's a Machlekes Rashi and the Rambam. They all bring it as one Svara that she's Amos Baila, she's Mustafi, so it doesn't seem to make such a big chiddush that according to the Rambam it should be also and to Rashi should be Mutter. That's what he's Chaylik Maisa. Okay, we'll see him sure next week. We'll get to lot of nafkaminas ladina and how exactly tights up this this daughter of Amos Baila Aleha.